Agricultural Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, Alexis Taylor, toured the Spokane Seed Company Thursday. The company is an industry leader in processing dry peas, lentils, and chickpeas, which are shipped worldwide. Taylor says a pending trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership will mean a great deal to wheat and fruit growers in eastern Washington. She cites the example of Japan.
But currently, we are facing extremely high tariffs there and a very complicated and restrictive import system. So this agreement will lower those tariffs, making it cheaper for our wheat to continue to compete in that market. For some of the fresh fruits, like apples you mentioned, for fresh fruits, our products in the whole TPP region face tariffs as high as 40%. And so we're working to lower those tariffs as well.
Taylor adds that it's not just the agricultural community that benefits from increased exports.
For every $1 in agricultural exports, it stimulates another $1.22 in business activity in those communities. Also, for every $1 billion of agricultural exports, it stimulates about 7,500 jobs. And most of those are actually jobs off the farm.
For Eastern Washington's Congressional District 5, agricultural exports reached $412 million last year. Nations that are part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations include Japan, Australia, Chile, Singapore, and Vietnam. President Obama is currently seeking authority from Congress to be able to get a fast-track authority on the pact, where the agreement gets an up or down vote without amendments. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.